Okay.
The school was not responsible for getting the children to and from
practice.
The difference is the reason.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's quarter two, and the town, we're holding a public meeting tonight to discuss the project determined to be that was applied for by the CDBG small city program. We applied for every year. The six counties is given about $850,000 that they split up between the six of us. And we have not been successful on these grants in the past, but we hung in there and figured out what we need to do to fix some of those issues. And so we were successful this year in obtaining a grant to build a pickleball court. And I don't know if you guys have been here when we've talked about it, but it's a nice one. It's a regulation one with a rubber mat, and it'll have a roof over it. So we're kind of planning on wanting to build it there just south of the bathrooms, where that grass is right now, and then we'll take some of that out and do the ballpark and make that parking there. So so we're here to discuss that. If anybody has any feelings on that one way or another, I'll open it up for public comment. If anyone... Yeah.
I always love it when public comes to participate in the hearing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm Linda Hanks. I'm a member of LeBan, Cincy, and I am in full support. I love this idea. I appreciate that you say what the size is and that, because I wanted to know, like, why aren't we just doing a tennis court and pickleball, since you could do pickleball on? But it sounds to me like you've applied for a specific grant for the pickleball court and its cover. So that makes sense to me. I think I would hope someday we might be able to look at some type of multi-court type.
I think that would be a great idea, too.
So that you have tennis and basketball and something like that. But maybe this is the first step. But 100% supportive. Thank you so much for being diligent and applying for the grant.
Thank you. Christine actually did a lot of work on this one.
I was going to ask, do you remember what the grant amount is?
So it's like 149. I could get the actual numbers. It's like 149,000. It's basically 150,000, and we're paying 21% of that, I think, and then the rest is the
grant money. So we'll come up with 21%.
Yeah.
And the rest will be grant money.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And we could have maybe built a smaller one for, built one on our own. But we couldn't have built it as cheap as we're going to pay for this.
Yeah.
And it definitely wouldn't have been near as nice. So, So this will be, you know, by being able to get those grant funds like that, it really helps us out.
Right.
Because, you know, we'll only pay that 21% and the rest will be covered.
I think you'll be surprised how many people use it.
And I do, too.
For the 24th, if it's in, you can have a pickleball tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's people that are addicted to it.
That's just growing sport in the nation, but Utah outpaces everyone else.
Well, I've had a couple people say, I bet you end up having to get a LeBan card and do a swipe thing to get in there because they think it's going to be so busy.
Interesting.
So hopefully it will. I hope it's not too busy,
right. But
I hope lots of people enjoy it. One of my thoughts with putting it in that area, and certainly if anyone goes to the park and has any better ideas, we'd love to hear it. We won't be funded until July 1st. And so we'd love to hear if there's a better place to put it over there. My thoughts with putting it there was to have more adults in the area where the kids play on the splash pad. It just give us more people in that area, and I think that helps make it safer for all the kids and things that are playing there. And it seems like a good spot to put it. We need to make sure that we have it back far enough, and we do, that we won't be in...
There's no trees there.
And the sprinkler system isn't back there?
Yeah, I'm not sure what we got right there. I had talked to Jason about my thoughts there, and he thought it was a great place, too. So certainly we can look at that if we need to, but there is a sprinkling system in there. And so I hadn't... We got everything together, and I hadn't sat there and looked at it. We had it engineered, because that's part of a federal grant. And so, you know, I hadn't sat and studied all the little details of it yet, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good addition to our town. So the reason that the ballpark has been tore up is we took it apart and leveled it, and we applied for a grant for that. And so if we start on it, they won't give us the grant. So we're okay to get it level and ready to go. So as soon as we know about that grant, and that grant is for it's a state grant, not a federal one. And so we can move on that money a little faster than we can at the other if we get it. So that if we don't get it, then we've got money, we'll start working on the ball diamond. But that's the reason we hadn't been out there gung-ho trying to get it so the kids could be using it right away, you know, is we've been just holding out until we find out about that money. Yeah. But we are building a ballpark.
And then like with the CDBG loan, like they're very specific on like what order that you do it. So we can't, like, we're in the phase now after this hearing, then we can start going for bids on it. And then I kind of took pictures of the park because we had to provide an environmental like study, and so you had to like, how far are you away from a 4-lane highway, and where's your floodplain and all that stuff. But anyway, I think once you actually get a bid and get the engineers out there, then you'll really, I think they'll be able to tell us where the best spot will be.
Yeah.
Didn't we get some preliminary bids before we applied to grants to get an idea?
We got what they call a request for proposal, an RFP. Which was what Jones and DeMille gave us. So
we had a ballpark figure.
I mean, they give us a really accurate one. They figure a little cushion and things in there. Yeah. So it should be really accurate.
I think anything you add to the parks.
I think it's great.
Family reunions, I think you'll see that thing. You may end up having to put another sign-up sheet out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do see a little bit of that right now. So do you remember when they raised the rates for non-residents of the park?
Yes.
It was 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
3 years ago, yeah, 3 years ago. But that's the thing, because we get a lot of phone calls from people that are from out of town that want to rent the park. And it's already pretty much full. Like, isn't like June, July, and August pretty much full?
It's like almost every Saturday is already full.
Yeah. And that's, you know.
And we did raise that price on the park so that people... that were from out of town pay a higher price than the people that live here.
Does that include the...
Significantly higher price.
Kitchen thing?
The town hall is only available to residents.
No, she's talking about the
in there? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so
the little kitchen.
We won't generally open that unless it's like a really special thing that has to be like a...
Well, if we had a town member that requested for their reunion or something.
We've opened that.
That's what it's for, is the town.
Right. But as a general rule, they're just renting the large pavilion.
Yeah.
So.
What is it for a resident?
It's $30 for a resident. It's $500 for a non-resident.
Is that for a day? The whole day?
Yeah.
The whole day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have... the one big one and one small
little one. Now we only rent the pavilion so that anyone who wants to come use the splash pad and that still can.
Okay.
And the little one is supposed to be open for first come, first serve, anybody that wants to show up and use it.
So the park isn't closed if somebody's rented it.
No.
Only the pavilion.
Only that one pavilion.
Yeah, like we had somebody, you know, rent it for a weekday and we're like, so they do school lunches there. So just be aware. Like at 11:30, you're going to get a bunch of kids over there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do we have any more comment on our pickleball court? Anybody want to cuss about it or anything?
If
anyone would, Christine, take and pile that on her.
Is it anticipated to finish it by July 24th?
I don't think so because we won't be funded. So that, like I said, well, can I have all the bids and everything ready to go? And they said, we don't want you to start till July 1. And they actually weren't going to fund this till later, like October.
Like at the end of September. Yeah.
But they said that they had some money, and since we had ours all ready to go, they would go ahead and fund us early.
Yeah, so we should be funded because there's quite a bit of uncertainty on federal funding right now. And so they don't know when most of the CDBG projects are going to be funded. And I don't know if we're going to tick off some other towns, but they did tell us that we were pretty much guaranteed to get it, provided we jumped through all the hoops, but that we're going to get funded on July 1st.
So we want to be ready to...
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I just turn over to one contractor and just schedule that and build. He can build the whole thing, you know, so that we can just get in there and get it done. We'll get it done as fast as we can get it. But I've been around construction my whole life, and I wish I could say a firm date, but you know how that goes. Yeah. So... If we don't have any more comments on our public hearing. I want to thank everyone for coming. And
I was just going to add, yeah. I've had one particular citizen speak to me multiple times that would also like a tennis court and wondered why we weren't doing tennis courts. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Linda. And it's clear to me why we're not doing that at this point, but maybe sometime in the future.
I wonder what a tennis court costs. I mean, yeah, we can look at that stuff.
Probably three times the
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They said they used to have one here.
One is about $100,000 right now.
Is it? Mm-hmm. So they said they used to have one here, but
I've never seen
no one used it. I think it was here when the school was here. So who knows what that was all about, you know?
I mean, it would be really nice to have lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So at the pickleball court.
Because that would help because people could play with later in the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And get up earlier. Lots of guys like to get up at 5 and go do it.
Where you know? Put the pickleball court, which would also have to have a fence around it. Think about how we could add on to add the tennis court if that was in, mm-hmm. Or a multi-sport court. So that it has room to add on.
The only thing I think you have to be a little bit aware out there is I don't know how close that is to the outfield of the baseball diamond.
That's why we had to move the baseball diamond to the west.
Because you don't want people getting hit.
They were hitting balls onto the splash pad. So we moved it far enough that should be okay. So, and we might, you know, we get down there looking, there's probably more room to do something right there. So I like the idea of putting those things kind of all together so that we can keep track of, you know, everybody can help watch kids and things that are playing those or playing on the pickleball court and maybe not there. I mean, the splash pad's not just over in the corner by itself. Yeah. So, great. Any more comments? I guess I'll look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
A second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Cool.